This is the All Access Podcast Radio Show with Jillian, DJ FNA, and Ashby.
All Access.
All Access.
All Access.
All Access.
All Access.
All Access.
You're listening to the All Access Podcast Radio Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, the All Access Podcast Radio Show. This is episode number 2. It's going down. I have my co-hosts right here, Ashby and Jillian. What's going on, ladies?
What's up?
What's up?
So we have a good show for you guys today. We have brothers of the same struggle in the house. Yeah. We got Jack. We got Jacqueline Jung gonna be talking about the new songs that they're gonna be releasing. Also some more Jackal news. And we got a special performance, not tonight, but at the next show for February 21st. We have Dylan in the house.
That's right. What's up, Dylan?
Dylan's gonna be performing live. It's gonna be off the chain, you guys. It's gonna be sweet. But we're also gonna be interviewing him later on in the show, and we're gonna be asking him what's up with his career, what he has in store for the next couple of years, and of course the Ashby and Jillian questions, of course. So yeah, it's all going down February 21st. That's our next show, week after Valentine's. So after you guys, you know, went through the whole BS, you know, sex, tears, you know, happiness and everything, it's time to get over that and party. So it's going down the 21st, and this event is called
Party On.
Mm-hmm. Better see you there.
Right. So why Party On, Jillian?
Just because it's like
you're gonna party on.
You have to party.
Yeah.
On.
Simple as that. It's as simple as that. That's right. So going down February 21st at the Ultraviolet Extreme Performing Arts Center. It's going down. Make sure you guys, for all the information for the podcast, for tickets, for pictures of our last event, videos, all the information, you guys, make sure you guys hit up our social media.
Check us out on Instagram, All Access, ENTPRO. And we also got a Facebook with the same name, All Access, ENTPRO.
And our Twitter at All Access, ENTPRO. And don't forget our hashtag AAELV for All Access Entertainment Las Vegas.
And don't forget, guys, we have tickets online for sale. You guys can get them online. You can go on your computer, your tablet, and your phone. And go to
it's at www.aaelv.ticketleap.com.
And on there, we'll be posting all our events. You guys can go there, check out the flyer, and also purchase as many tickets you guys can online. They are limited, so make sure you guys act fast.
Don't want to miss it.
So again, you guys, we have a good show. Brothers of the same struggle in the house. Dockaby, Jackal, Dylan in the house. That's right, y'all. Let's get right into the mix. This is episode 2, the All Access Podcast Radio Show. Let's do it!
This is the All Access Podcast Radio Show with Jillian, DJ FNA, and Ashby.
All Access.
All Access.
All Access.
All Access.
All Access.
All Access.
You're listening to the All Access Podcast Radio Show.
Cameras ready, prepare to flash. Pictures of these two. Campus ready, prepare to flash. Pictures of these two. Pictures of these two. Come on!
Mr. Worldwide. Y'all know the game plan. It's the world's. Call me by name.
Access Podcast Radio Show. I'm your boy DJ FNA right here with my girls Ashby and Jillian.
Hey,
what's up?
So this is the recap section of our show. We talk about the last event and upcoming event. So last event, how'd it go down? It was the all black everything.
What day was it? January 18th?
Yeah.
That was fun.
I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was so much fun. I know. I was like rocking a tiger everything. Shirt.
Jillian looked cute.
It was kind of short notice. We just kind of did the party. So,
last minute.
Kind of like supply and demand, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, we are giving some time for this next show. Getting everybody to prepare. February 21st, it's going down.
Mm-hmm. Plan on it being a whole lot bigger.
Yeah. A couple things that we're going to be adding to this next show.
Mm-hmm. Get excited.
We got, of course, Jackal be performing. We have Dylan going to be live on the mic. The twerk contest for sure is going down.
Yes, I wish I could do that.
We have a special guest, Puga the Panda.
Ooh!
So you guys have to come and see that.
Yes.
And of course, doing her debut DJing, you know, spot, Ashby.
Ash fucking B.
You better come see me.
So she's going to be kicking off the show, so you guys make sure you guys get there early, you know?
7 o'clock.
You better get there
7
early.
p.m.
And we are doing a special this show, right?
Yes. $8 for ladies before 8 p.m.
So 8 before 8.
And it's also...
got to get there early.
$10 entry this time.
Yeah,
so.
We're doing, doing $10 entry, you know what I mean? Trying to get more people in the door, you know, making it easier on the pockets. That leaves you more money for juice boxes, mm-hmm. you know? We are doing a VIP... this one.
If you bring 10 people, you get in for free.
And if you bring 20 people, you get in for free in VIP. And in VIP, we have food, drinks, and couches.
Yeah. Now, also, if you want any information on that, make sure you guys contact Jillian and Ashby on their Twitter account. So that's the only way you guys can get that whole deal. So make sure you guys hit up Jillian or Ashby on the Twitter account, and they'll tell you a little more about that.
Might if you guys like Canes.
I was going to say my Twitter. That's awkward.
Go ahead and drop the Twitter.
At Jillian Wiley 1.
At AJ Benson 16.
Are we really gonna have Canes?
I think we are gonna have Canes.
Dude, everyone's gonna go crazy. Like,
y'all
seriously.
Better come and bring 20 people.
Even okay. I'm about to bring 20 people.
I know, right?
Yeah, do I
learn
how to do a video
game? Right?
We are having some Canes up in VIP, so.
I'm so excited for that. Hopefully, like, no chicken gets thrown across everywhere.
No, oh, none of that. None of that.
That's probably gonna happen.
So, this is the party on.
Party on.
Party on event February 21st.
No party fouls.
Yeah, no party fouls. Also, any glow sticks this time?
Yes. Yes, glow sticks galore, of course.
Cool.
Wouldn't be a party without glow sticks.
So let's go ahead and ask Ashby some questions. You know, she's going to be performing live as a DJ. The first time. She just got her turntables.
Mm-hmm. You all better come out and see me. Come support.
So what kind of show is it going to be? What kind of music? All Katy Perry or how does this work?
Yeah, Justin Bieber. Thinking, like, you know, just Kesha and stuff. Just kidding. I'm going to play music for everybody. Y'all going to be dancing and shaking your booties.
And any extravagant outfit?
You know what? I'm still thinking about an outfit. Yeah. Still have not decided.
And what's the turntables you got?
I got Pioneer DDJ SX.
Yeah. All right, Ashby. So what? This DJ career is starting. What's the start? What's going to be the next couple of years? Where do you see yourself? What's kind of?
Well, ever since I was little, I had these little turntables. They were just the little toy ones, and I used to love messing around on those. And as I got older, I got a little bit better turntables because of my uncle. He's super into music, but. Around middle school is when I fell out of it, and more recently I had become really good friends with Jackal, and I would mess around on his with him, and we would go DJ some tiny events, and so that kind of motivated me. And now, I mean, hey, there's not too many female DJs out there, so I'd like to take the spot of one of those.
Definitely, definitely. So you guys can all see Ashby performing live February 21st. And I think Jillian may have some questions.
Maybe.
So this is... So, yeah, so now, again, I guess how do we say this? So, now that we're done with talking about the DJ and the music, it's time for the Ashby and Jillian questions for Ashby.
So, just Jillian questions.
So this is the Jillian questions right here.
Ashley. All right, Ashby. What's the last awkward situation you were in?
Oh, boy. This one. This is the last awkward situation I've been in.
Because you can't think of anything.
So I cannot think of an answer.
Okay, if you could only eat one thing for the next week, what would it be? Dick.
chocolate covered gummy bears.
Ooh.
Those are my favorite. I just got some today, actually.
They have the best ones at Sugar Factory, like when you dip it in the fondue. Gosh, can we go?
Yes.
Okay. What's one thing you can never stop thinking about? Besides Kuna.
Oh my god. Music. Always in my head.
I feel you. What's an embarrassing story?
Oh, gosh.
Probably when I almost tripped on the way here.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty embarrassing. Julian almost fell walking
on her face.
The last embarrassing story... probably raising my hand in class and saying the wrong answer. And the whole class making fun of me. That's always the worst. I don't know.
That's the worst.
That's just what I can think of.
Okay, tell me about your...
Teachers are so horrible. It's like... you say an answer and they're like...
Wrong!
You're so stupid! Yeah, you're so dumb!
It's like, really? Thank you. Yeah. Thought every question was not stupid. Tell me about your pussy. Like, your cat.
My cat? Oh my god. My cat is my best friend. You have no idea. We are... No, I can't... Stop. Like, my cat is my best friend.
Why?
I call it, it talks to me, it kisses me.
You have, like, that connection.
I have this connection with my cat. I don't even know. We're best friends, I swear to God.
It doesn't even leave me alone.
So. I know.
There's
that. It's a lovely pussy.
Okay, since we're always asking everyone on this show what their turn-ons are, what are yours?
Ooh, turn-ons. Low-key, biggest turn-on is dirty talk.
Ooh, look at you. Lady in the streets, but a freak in the sheets. Go Ashby. Okay, that's all I have.
What about the turn-off? I want to hear a turn-off.
Turn-off?
What's your biggest turn-off?
Ooh. Chewing with your mouth open.
I do that.
That's a big turn-off, I'm going to be honest. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't date Jillian just for that?
But yeah, you still would date me, though.
Jillian's an exception, but... Anybody else?
Score. Anybody else? Turn up.
Are you tanned right now?
Am I tan?
Yeah, you spray tan?
I do have a spray tan because I have a photo shoot tomorrow.
Yeah, photo shoot. Or tan.
You can't look white.
You guys look orange. More orange.
Whatever. Like, what are you trying to say?
But I like it. I'm just saying. You
know? Can I also mention how there's about 6 juice boxes just chilling in the studio with us?
Yes, that's right, Joe.
Aaron's favorite.
High C fruit punch.
Stick that in your juice box and suck it.
That's right, y'all. Having a good time here at the All Access Studios. It's going down February 28th.
21st.
Party on. Oh, my God.
Party on. Come on.
It's going down February 21st. Party on. It's a Friday. This one is going to be a Friday, you guys.
Mm-hmm. After school, let's go.
At the Ultraviolet Extreme Performing Arts Center. It's all going down at 7 p.m. to 11. Turn also, out. Tickets only $10. You guys can get them online at AAE. Go ahead, drop it.
You can get them online at www.aaelv.ticketleap.com.
Yes. And a special...
Space is limited.
For the ladies.
What? Oh, yeah.
8 before 8.
$8 before 8 p.m. for the girls.
So get there early. And you guys, you know, you guys want to get there early because you got Ashby opening up the show.
You guys better get there early.
Like, if you don't, she's going to whoop your ass. Like, that's,
yeah,
that's
come
what
on.
It is.
You already know.
Twerk contest, Pooga the Panda... We got Jackal, Ashby, Dylan performing live, the twerk contest. It's all going down February 21st. Party on!
Let's
party on, bitch!
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the All Access Podcast Radio Show. I'm your boy, DJ FNA, with my girls here, Jillian and Ashby. That's at DJ FNA and...
At Jillian Wiley 1.
At AJ Benson 16.
So let's get right back into the mix, y'all. Woo!
Turn down for what?
Nothing.
This is the All Access Podcast Radio Show with Jillian, DJ FNA, and Ashby.
All Access.
All Access.
All Access.
All Access.
All Access.
All Access.
You're listening to the All Access Podcast Radio Show.
Ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about nothing. I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about nothing. Ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about nothing. I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about nothing. Ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about nothing. I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about nothing. 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 ain't worried about none. Ain't worried about none. Ain't worried about none. Ain't worried about none. Nigga, I ain't worried about none. None. Nigga, I ain't worried about none. None. Nigga, I ain't worried about none. None. Round, round with that whoop. Strapped up with that Nina. Got two bad bitches with me. Molly, not for fear. Money don't mean nothing. Niggas don't feel you when they see it. My whole hood love me. Woo. But now nah, nigga wanna touch me. I ain't worried about none. Nigga, I ain't worried about none. Nigga, I ain't worried about none. Nigga, I ain't worried about none.
Close the window before I record, cause new love don't know how to be quiet. Stand up. Third. Coochie down to the socks like I'm Biggie Poppa. Keep your girl head in my Tommy boxes. But rent it out, she a city hoe. Cause she know the freaking side get pretty dope. She don't get nothing from my nigga though. Once she get his heart, take some Cheerios. Kinda send it out, but I never go. But I put him in a dark with the penny low. No tint though, on my window. So you see a nigga shining in a bendo. Holy. Got me feeling like them downs. I'm a pimp though, no limp though. Till they copy my style in Kinko's.
Put in work, work. 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 Put in work. Put in work. Put in work. Put in work.
Is it brand new? dancing in the dark in the pale moonlight. Blow my hair up real big, beauty queen style. High heels off, I'm feeling alive. Oh my God, I feel it in the air. Telephone wires above, all sizzling like a snare. Honey, I'm on fire, I feel it everywhere. Nothing scares me anymore. Kiss me hard before you go. Summertime sadness. I just wanted you to know that baby.
What's going down, y'all? It's the All Access Podcast Radio Show, episode number 2. I have my co-host right here, Ashby and Jillian in the house. What's going
on,
ladies?
What's up?
Why don't you guys shoot them the social media again? Make sure everybody gets it.
Oh, we have we have a Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, and they're all Access, ENTPRO.
So make sure you guys go like it, follow it, tag yourself. We're going to be posting up pictures, videos and everything. So if you guys see yourself in a picture, tag yourself. Don't be afraid.
And don't forget to hashtag AAELV.
That's right. Hashtag AAELV. I did like our hashtag girls the last event. Just got to put that out there.
Oh, yeah. They were cute.
In the studio right now, all the way from Canada and Korea. That's south, not north. That's right. We got Dockaby and Jackal in the building. So give a round of applause, y'all. All right, y'all. I have Dockaby and Jackal here in the studio. So what's going on, fellas?
What's going on, man? What's going on?
So you guys just came off tour, right, from Korea. Explain a little bit of that. Like, how did it go down? How was it?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. You know, I went to Philippines, and then went to Korea, and then stopped by Japan.
Canada.
Yeah, and then we went to one of the biggest nightclubs over there called Fix. In Tao, Korea.
It's crazy.
Yeah, and then we went to the Mass Nightclub and Holic Nightclub. It's dope spots, you know?
And Jackal was there with you, right?
Yeah, Jackal was a speedy.
All the girls were going crazy.
Yeah, he killed it. Yeah, awesome. He killed it. All the Asian girls went crazy, man.
First time there, huh?
Yeah, yeah, they went Kung Pao chicken shit. Yeah, yeah. Cheese, they went Kung Pao chicken, you know?
What was the one thing that stands out that you remember about Korea? That had nothing to do with DJing, but what's something that just sticks out when you think of Korea, that trip?
The humbleness of the Koreans, how they're so polite to everyone. That was crazy. Like, it was a big change from America.
Yeah. What about Canada?
Yeah, very, very respectful, you know, fresh food, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And did you get sick at all?
Yeah, I got a little sick because I was eating so much seafood. But it's all right, man.
It's all good, man. So let's get right into the music. Dockaby, Jackal, of course, myself, DJ FNA, Brothers of the Same Struggle. We launched that this year. We already had a song that was put out, Too Young to Die, with Mims on the track. Got some momentum on that. Make sure you guys go on iTunes and get that if you guys don't already have that. And again, 2014 is a promising year, man. It's all about hard work and getting the music out there and everything. Yeah. Let's talk about the next couple of songs you guys have coming out, or what's the new sound that's coming out.
We have a song called All Mine, and then The Body Language, and a feature by Sandra, yeah. And then Jackie.
Yeah, so, yeah. Great singers we got on these tracks. We were looking for a while for the right singers, but I think these girls have it. They killed it on the tracks.
Yeah.
And this is the start, you guys. You know what I mean?
This is the start, you know? Yeah, yeah.
Just the beginning.
Like, so, you know, yeah.
And we are going to be doing some music videos because, everybody likes to see videos.
You know, yeah, we're going to shoot the videos, you know? You know, it's just our big movement, you know? We're going to get it there. Me, Dockaby, myself. Jacko, DJ FNA as a team, as a brother, as a family, we're gonna make it happen. We're going Grammy, you know. Definitely. Let's go, you know.
All right, y'all. So Brothers of the Same Struggle in the house, Dockaby, Jacko, your boy DJ FNA. 2014, y'all. We have a lot of stuff coming up for you guys. It's just gonna be awesome. Make sure you guys go to our page, Make sure you guys like us on Facebook. We have a lot of stuff coming out on iTunes. A lot of tracks.
Every month we're gonna drop the two singles. So yeah. It's gonna be like Brothers of the Same Struggle, Volume 1 and Volume 2, Volume 3, and we're gonna keep producing our songs. You know, we are not gonna stop. You know, we will get there.
And Jackal has a lot like a remix coming out every day. Yeah, so yeah, make yeah. sure Jackal, you guys get
hard,
that.
He's working really hard, yo.
You guys know? Need to get it while it's free.
He's a hard worker. You know, yeah. I never seen hard is working like you know Jackal.
Get it while he's free.
Yeah, you know. What's your shout out your webpage? SoundCloud.
We have SoundCloud, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook at Official Jackal. Check it out.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. Yeah, he's a young, you know, he's a very talented kid, you know.
14.
Yeah, he looks 36, but you know, yeah, he's 14. I can't believe, but whatever it is, you know.
All right, y'all. Brothers of the Same Struggle, Jackal at the event February 21st, doing his thing. We got Docu beginning to be spinning at Hakkasan, and of course, you guys can check us out every Tuesday at Bar 21 on Sahara and Jones here in Las Vegas. Brothers of the Same Struggle in the house, y'all.
Yeah.
So, now that we got the music out of the way, it's time for the Jillian and Ashby questions.
Hoo, hoo, hoo! Yeah. Sexy ladies!
Hey guys, we got a couple questions for you.
What's up? This Woo-hoo. Is
What's up, ladies?
Yeah.
It's going down.
All right, Jung, what's the first thing you notice about a female?
What does that mean? I don't know about female.
Are you saying something?
What do you mean?
What's the first thing you notice about a girl?
Answer it.
I like her boobs. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. I like to see her eyes. I like to see her eyes first. Then butt.
Sure.
Just kidding. I like your eyes and face. Yeah. No, a personality, actually. Personality, you know. I like to meet a good girl, you know.
What about you, Jackal?
I like the boobs in the butt. Like
that.
All right, Joe's your question. Okay, Docu, are you a virgin?
Oh yeah, I had to be virgin. That's Korean culture. And so I'm a 30 years old virgin. Right.
All right, Jackal, describe yourself in three words.
Best person alive.
Wow.
I like it. He's been waiting for Tony to ask
that. I know, he's just like ready. Okay, both of you, talk dirty to me.
Oh, I can't, man. Yo, I can't do that though, bro. Can you?
You
guys are so cute, I can't talk dirty, you know? I can talk sweet. I can talk sweet. Can I talk sweet?
Sweet talk us.
So baby girl, I'm gonna pick you up in my Mercedes. We're blacked out, got 20-inch rims, and we're going to nice beach and nice restaurant. Pop Crystal Rose, babe.
Oh! Alright,
you got me. Got you.
Sexy Korean girl, yeah. I like 사랑해. It means like I love you, babe. Yeah.
Alright.
Yeah.
Jackal, now you have to talk dirty. You do that all the time, like every day you talk dirty.
You do,
to me,
man.
So stop lying.
Yeah, come on, man. Do one thing, one time.
I don't know how to do this.
I want
do
your one. Blank in my blank.
I want you to lick my ears slow. Add some whipped cream. Get down, you know.
Where's the whipped cream? On your face, right?
And pour Skittles on my face and stuff.
I know this is radio, but Jackal's face is very red.
Very red. Very red.
It's my first time.
All right, Docu B, what's your biggest turn on?
From girl?
From a girl.
From a girl.
Or a guy.
Yo, no homo.
Oh,
for a girl, man. For me, like, I don't know, like, smile, like, something, a smile.
So she's a pretty smile.
Yeah, pretty smile.
And what's your biggest turn off?
Me? Everything.
Everything?
Wait, what?
I'm pretty,
something,
I don't know.
Something that girl does that you're like,
Like,
ugly teeth or like weird.
What some girl doesn't like? Girl doesn't like?
I hate when she smokes a cigarette.
I hate girls smoking cigarettes. And then she's rude. I mean, there's a lot of. I mean, Vegas, like, girls are all. I'm industry. I work for nightclubs, and then I'm a DJ. I produce. I meet so many different girls in Vegas. A lot, you know. I meet a lot of girls. White, black, Asian, Latina, whatever. But I don't like the girl with attitude, like, you know, if she has nothing, but she act like she has something.
Yeah.
And I don't like the girl who has like, you know, I got this from, you know, my sugar daddy, you know, it's from your sugar daddy. STFU. STFU. Calm down, you know.
Jackal, right, I feel you. What are your three weaknesses?
Girl.
We know you don't like wearing pants, but besides,
he can't even talk to girl. I took him to Korea, Tao, Korea, and all the Asian girl was like, they're hot, right?
Yeah, dude.
Hot girl. I put him right next to him. He couldn't even talk one word.
Jackal,
he couldn't even say
one
word.
Heck?
He was like, freak. I was like, yo, Joan, what should I say? What should I say? They don't speak English, bro. Even if I went to Colombia, I got a lot of Colombian chicks, dude. I don't speak Spanish, but I got them. So I think girl, yeah.
Girls weren't being his weakness, yeah. See a pretty girl, I
just... Yeah, he's just shy, too shy, you know?
What's yours?
My weaknesses are old people, I hate rude people, and I'm afraid of pretty-ass girls.
Yeah, he does, yeah, he
does. All right, that works.
He can't even talk.
And that's the Ashby and Jillian questions. That's right, y'all.
Yeah.
Putting Dockerby and Jackal in the hot seat, like always. Yeah. It's your boy, DJ FNA. We're going to get right back into the mix. Awesome show again. We have... Dylan coming up next. We're going to be talking to him. It's your boy, DJ FNA. Let's get right back into the mix, y'all.
This is the All Access Podcast Radio Show with Jillian, DJ FNA, and Ashby.
All Access.
All Access.
All Access.
All Access.
All Access.
All Access.
You're listening to the All Access Podcast Radio Show.
then put your hands up. Get your drinks up. Get your drinks up. Get your drinks up. Everybody get your drinks up. Get your drinks up. Get your drinks up. Get your drinks up. Everybody get your drinks up. A bit, little bit, roll it up, take a hit, feeling lit, feeling right, 2 a.m. summer night, I don't care, hand on the wheel, driving drunk, I'm doing my thing, rolling the mid beside and now, living my life, getting out dreams, I'ma do just what I want, looking ahead, no turning back, people told me slow my roll, I'm screaming out, fuck that, I'm screaming out, fuck that, I'm screaming out, fuck that. Fuck that, fuck that, fuck that, fuck that. You know about dreaming, dreaming. You don't really know about nothing, nothing. Tell me what you know about the night terrors every night. 5 a.m. cold sweats waking up to the sky.
That's right, y'all. Your boy DJ FNA. This is the All Access Podcast Radio Show. I'm here with my co-hosts right here, Jillian and Ashby. That's right, y'all. We're getting crazy in the studio. What up?
What up?
All right, y'all. We have Dylan Jamal in the house. This yes, is sir. Dylan. Jamal is what? That's somebody else, right? Oh, it's
no,
your last name.
That's my last name. That's no, last no, name. It's my middle name. My
Dylan
middle
Jamal,
name.
Right? So this isn't like two guys. It's just
nah,
you.
It's just
right,
me.
Y'all. Dylan Jamal in the studio. He's going to be performing live February 21st on stage. Make sure you guys go there. It's going to be crazy. And, of course, right after Dylan, we're going to be doing the twerk contest. So it's going to be crazy. So welcome to the studio, Dylan.
Yeah.
What's up?
So are you ready for February 21st?
Yeah, I'm really excited. It's actually going to be my first big performance, you know, and it's gonna be cracking.
Nice, nice. Now, have you ever performed in front of anybody before?
Yeah, you know, my mom. No, I'm just
there
playing.
You go.
Like, I've been to little kickbacks or whatever, but this is my first, like, nice ass.
With the mic,
show.
With
Hell
the lights
yeah.
in
yeah,
your
yeah,
face,
yeah.
girls screaming.
Yeah, you know.
You know, pan in the background somewhere.
Hell yeah.
Something like that. So, just tell me, like, how it all began. You know, what was your influence?
Shit.
You know, how'd you get into hip hop? How'd you get into rapping? How'd you get into music? How did all
Shit,
that begin?
That's crazy. Well, my mom was always playing some old school hip hop or R&B around the house. So that's when I first, you know, got into listening to it. And then I didn't even.
What kind of artist? What were the artists?
Marvin Gaye, The Temptations, you know.
Yeah.
That's soulful. Yeah. But yeah, I didn't even do music till like sophomore year. I used to try to hoop, you know what I'm saying? Like a normal young black African American.
Yeah.
but yeah, I got cut from the Palo team freshman year. And I thought my life was over. Like, that's what I was going to do. Then I ended up having to take PE next year because I got cut. And then that's where I met my engineer and best friend, Kuna. And, like, it was just God-given. Like, we just started making music. He invited me over, made our first tracks, and that's how it all started.
It all started in PE, right?
Yep, PE.
That's right, PE. Exercising. And what was, like, the artist that you, like, idolized growing up?
Shit, dang. I didn't even really get into real, like, listening to hip-hop that much even till, like, junior year because I just kind of heard radio songs and shit. I wasn't really blasting it on the iPod, but my first, like, rapper I really liked was probably like Kanye West. Kanye, yeah, he was always dope.
Sweet. And what do you see yourself in like the next 5-10 years as far as your career? What would you
five
like to
ten
see
years? Definitely just comfortable making some income off this music. Making sure my family is good, you know, all the basic stuff. Just people really enjoying the music. That's most important.
Definitely. And how is it being 17 rapper here in Las Vegas?
It's bittersweet, I think, because we don't really have that much stuff going on, like where you can perform and really get out there. But you know, I don't know. It's a large crowd that likes hip hop, so it's low key good at the same time.
Cool. Yeah. And I mean, like I say, Dylan's gonna be performing February 21st, his first big show. So make sure you guys all go there to make him nervous, give him some experience.
Yeah.
You know,
hell yeah,
it's gonna be a good show. And any tracks you've released in the past or anything?
I used to rap in a group with my homie Kuna, but this first solo project I put out was called Transparent Ceilings. It did pretty good, you know. It's out there in the Vegas streets.
Is it like a hard copy or is it something we can get on?
We got hard copies for like personal people we know or run into, but you can get it on dylanjamal.bandcamp.com if you want the virtual copy.
Sweet. And then anything on iTunes yet?
No, not yet. Everything's free. Get it while it's free.
That's right. So what can people expect February 21st when you go on stage?
It's gonna be live as hell, first off. Let's get that out the way. I got a lot of new music I'm about to perform out there and just push this next project I got coming out. So, me and my homie Trey have been producing, going hard at it, so it's gonna be live.
Definitely. So, Make sure you guys go February 24th. Dylan's going to be on stage. And right after him is going to be the tour contest. So he's going to hype it up and get all the girls
ready.
Oh,
yeah. Bitches shaking their ass.
Yeah. All right. So right now, we're going to be actually playing one of your tracks. So explain this track we're about to play.
Yeah. This is a track called No Help. You know what I'm saying? It's real hype. So, you know, just check it out for yourself.
Sweet. And any like story behind this track?
Nah, it was just we got hype off this beat in the studio, and we were just in that vibe where we didn't really need anybody else but ourselves to really make some shit happen. So that's how the song came about. It's hype as hell.
You said no hope, right?
No help.
And make sure you drop all your social media so everybody can follow you.
Sounds good. On Twitter, it's Dylan_Jamal. Go ahead and follow me on there. And my Instagram is just Dylan Jamal. Nothing else.
Sweet. And all right, so now that we got all the music questions out of the way, it's time for the Ashby and Jillian questions.
Hey guys, it's time to ask Dylan Jamal some questions.
You ready for this, Dylan?
Oh shit, I guess.
Okay. Have you ever taken nudes?
Of myself?
Obvious.
Oh no. Oh, I thought you were like got nudes. Nah, I haven't. I don't do that.
That's good.
What do you look for in a girl?
Like on some girlfriend shit or just like she fine? Alright, I don't know. Just a girl with a kind personality and very like intellectual, like likes learning. I don't know how else to put it, but like, you know, just bettering yourself every day. Independent. Yeah.
That's good. What's your biggest regret?
Damn. What shit? dang. Probably I regret not doing that great in high school. Like, you know, I was always like a 3.0, like kind of right there student, but I knew I could have did better. So I guess I regret that.
Yeah. So if you had 3 wishes, what would they be?
I'd wish for Rosa Acosta. No, not Rosa Acosta. Jhené Aiko be the wifey. I wish for, hell yeah. I wish for, I guess I wish for a lot of money. And then my third wish would be that my homies die after I die, because that would suck. And my family. I can't see that happen.
And what would you do with the money?
Probably spend it all at the strip club. Nah. I buy a studie.
That's a real answer right there.
First thing I do is buy my homie Kuna a studio, because I know he's been working for that for a while. Then I don't know, just some luxury shit probably after that. And my family, spending on my family.
Yeah.
Okay. Aww. If you could have any superpower, what would it be?
X-ray vision.
Why?
Like,
what'd you do with this?
Just under the female's clothes. Like, I don't need to see your skeleton, but just I need to see the body.
Under the clothes, that's it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, how old were you when you had your first kiss? And describe it.
First kiss. Like, good-ass kiss, like, or like a little peck?
The kiss that counted.
Yeah. All right. Kiss that counted. I think it was like eighth grade, yeah. It was, I guess that's late. For a young person, but it was eighth grade.
Just on time.
Yeah.
Made it before high school.
Describe it.
I don't know. We were at the movies. It was a nice little date. Yeah, to Red Rock. And like, I was nervous as hell, but yeah, she was confident as hell, I guess. Cause she just kissed me, so it was hella easy.
Alright.
What's the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning?
Damn. Brush a nigga's teeth. I gotta brush my teeth. Make sure my breath ain't kicking.
That's the very first thing you do?
Yeah. Actually, damn. Very first thing I do is check my phone. Actually.
Yeah.
Very first thing.
All right. Blonde or brunette?
Dang. Brunette. Definitely.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like blonde is just like, one race of girl. Like, I only see like white girls with blonde, but every bad female got brunette
good
hair.
Thing I'm not blonde.
Don't go back.
I know.
Oh. What's the sweetest thing anyone's ever done for you?
Dang, sweetest thing? Damn. That's hella sweet. I don't know. Let me think. Damn, that is a good ass question. Yo, honestly, sophomore year, there was this girl, and I was struggling in math and geometry, and this girl did like all my homework that year. So that was like the sweetest thing that's ever happened.
Wow, I wish a girl would do my homework.
What did you give her in return?
What did I give her?
Yeah.
I said thank you.
Okay, yeah, I'm good enough. All right, and last question. What do you think is more important, passion or skill?
Damn. Definitely passion, actually, because honestly, if you're consistent at anything and really give it your all, I think you're going to be successful at it no matter what. And like, a lot of people can be skilled at something, but if they don't really have the drive to really keep it going, then they're just going to fall off. So definitely passion.
100%.
Yes. Yes. Score.
All right. That sums it up. Thanks, Dylan. You were great.
Thanks, Dylan.
That's right, y'all. Dylan in the building. That's right. In the studio.
Yes, sir.
This is the All Access Podcast Radio Show. Your boy, DJ FNA, Ashby, and Jillian here. That's right, y'all.
Yeah, buddy.
We're going to be playing No Hope.
No Help. No Help.
No Hope right here by Dylan. No. So let's get right into the mix. Stick around. It's your boy, DJ FNA, on the All Access Podcast Radio Show. Let's get back into it.
This is the All Access Podcast Radio Show with Jillian, DJ FNA, and Ashby.
All Access.
All Access.
All Access.
All Access.
All Access.
All Access.
You're listening to the All Access Podcast Radio Show.
And I ain't afraid to go get it. Right now, nigga, all I need is my circle around me. If you ain't talking them dollar signs, we ain't talking about it. My crew stay true, we can't say the same about you. We gon' keep doing what we do, don't worry about yourself. Cause we don't need no help, no help, no help, no help, no help. We don't need no help, no help, no help, no help, no help. Cause we don't need no help, no help, no help, no help, no help. We don't need no help, we don't need no help, we don't need no help.
I appreciate the appreciation. Bow my head and pray for those who hatin'. I fucking hate when my pockets hurt, so that cash flow is like alleviation. I'm to the point like abbreviation. Stay fly, that's aviation. I'm barely patient, getting to it. My girl ass clap like it's patty cake. And y'all all talk, no action, gums clapping straight from the jump. My team just keep it 100, cause what gets said gets done. Scare money, don't make no money. Bitch, I'm fearless, fuck your feelings. Unless my whole team eat, then I don't need no sleep. On the beat, I goin', but bitch, I stand out. Walk around with your hand out. My work ethic like a bad student, cause I never needed them handouts. I ran down my whole checklist of steps of being the next best niggas. My age more concerned with convincing that they the best. Dress, fuck your J's, fuck your Fendi, fuck your Trues and your Versace. Could care less about that shit, I'm trying to sell a million copies. Shake a billion hands, make a billion fans, and stack a billion bands. Your girl been around and around like
I ain't afraid to go get it. Grinding all nigga, all I need is my circle around me. If you ain't talking them dollar signs, we ain't talking about it. My crew stay true, we can't say the same about you. We gon' keep doing what we do, don't worry about yourself. Cause we don't need no help, no help, no help, no help, no help. We don't need no help, no help, no help, no help, no help. Cause we don't need no help, no help, no help, no help, no help. We don't need no help, we don't need no help, we don't need no help.
Ain't nothing sweet, motel, take 100 beats and I spit hell. Youngin' out the vague, grindin' soil on my family straight. And if I die, they be okay. Cause the way life goes, you never know when you gonna go. Tryna get on the road and share the profits with my partners, making money like doctors do. How could you hate on me when I'm out here on my J-O-B? G-O-D got my back, so I'm straight. Time is money, nigga, don't be late to make deposits. When it comes to music, homie, I'm the hottest. Putting on for the squadron, nigga, I'm steal the shit like we robbing. Even after I die, I'll be popping. Over red and vodka, how?
Whipping round the city like a slave owner. Stacking money like I'm trying to meet a quota. Just know my team eat, other niggas can't compete. We rep the city till the day we motherfucking D.I.E. Every day's the best day to be alive. Pray to God I see 25 and my team can thrive. Cause Lord knows the devil trying to take my life. I'm always blessed,
Say it once and say it twice. Tryna be ambidextrous, so when there's no one left, I'll steal the right. And I ain't afraid to go get it. Grind it hard, nigga, all I need is my circle around me. If you ain't talking them dollar signs, we ain't talking about it. Not to stay true, we can't say the same about you. We gon' keep doing what we do. Don't worry about yourself, cause we don't need no help. No help, no help, no help, no help. We don't need no help, no help, no help, no help, no help. We don't need no help, no help, no help, no help. We don't need no help. We don't need no help. We don't need no help. Oh, we don't need no help. We don't need no help. Oh, we don't need. We don't need no help. We don't need no help.
This is the All Access Podcast Radio Show with Jillian, DJ FNA, and Ashley.
All Access.
All Access.
All Access.
All Access.
All Access.
All Access.
You're listening to the All Access Podcast Radio Show.